So we continue with the reading of a responsive reading of the Holy Sacraments. We begin with baptism. What is baptism? Baptism is not just plain water. It is water used by God's command and connected with God's Word. What is that Word of God?
Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."
Okay, congregational favorites from this side. Anybody have a favorite hymn over here? Chantel. Hymn 36, "Now Thank We All Our God," particular, just one. How many verses? Verse 1. Hymn 36, verse 1. I think we did that one already. That's okay. Amazing Grace, 777. 777, verse 1 and 4. How about that? Okay. 777, 1 and 4. Two, what are the benefits of baptism? Baptism works the forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe, as the words and promises of God declare. What are these words and promises of God?
Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned."
Congregational favorites from over here, this side. Verses, stanzas, one, two. Hymn 800, stanzas 1 and 2. 127, stanzas. In 127 is the wise men. One and two. We're singing three later on. How about that?
So, yeah.
Okay. So we'll sing one and two. Baptism, how can water do such great things? The water doesn't actually do anything by itself. The power is in God's Word, which is in and with the water, and in faith, which trusts this Word of God in the water. Without the Word of God, it is just plain water, and there is no baptism. But with the Word of God, it really is a baptism. That is, a gracious water of life and washing of rebirth through the Holy Spirit. Just as St. Paul says in the third chapter of Titus.
According to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying.
Congregational favorites from this side. Hymn 387, stanzas 1 and 4. Verse 1, stanza 1.
Thank you.
baptism. What is the meaning of this baptism with water? It means that the old Adam in us should be drowned by daily contrition and repentance and die with all sins and evil desires. It also means that a new man should daily appear and arise who lives eternally before God in righteousness and purity. Where is this written?
St. Paul says in the 6th chapter of Romans, "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life."
Congregation's favorites in the back row. John?
2:12, 1 and 7.
2:12, 1 and 7. Hymn 2:12, 1 and 7. Hymn 706. Stanzas 1 and 2. 706, 1 and 2. Continue with the reading of the second sacrament, the sacrament of the altar, part one. What is the sacrament of the altar? It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, given to us Christians under the bread and wine to eat and to drink, as it was instituted by Christ himself. Where is this written?
The Holy Eucharist. gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
Favorite hymn from this side. Let's start this side.
748, verse 5.
Tom.
341, 1 and 4.
Hymn 341, verses 1 and 4. 341, 1 and 4.